This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are in Bermuda this week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Want to thank very much our hosts here at the Grotto Bay Beach Resort for setting us up here at the rooftop lounge overlooking the beautiful countryside here in Bermuda. And it is, if you've been watching this morning, you've seen it. If you've been watching the show on Twitch, it's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And they, if you're in the market for a diamond, not only will they sell you the best one, but they will teach you about diamonds. And you get the best price because you go visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But it is gorgeous here. Wiggy says he could get used to it every day.
I'm like this. If you've never been here, and like I said, I had no idea, like, Bermuda, but you need to be here, like, hands down.
You love the English accent.
Yes, yeah. I love English accent.
You would probably fit right in here.
Yeah, bollocks.
Right, you could probably adjust.
I'd have to get used to the knee high socks and the cargo shorts.
Yeah.
But I love the British accents.
Yeah.
But it's like, even like, I think it's just like the convenience of it, like to literally, I didn't even get through Hangover 2 on the plane, and you land in a tropical country, and it's like...
Well, you know, we're just off the coast of North Carolina.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that either.
Can you see Jordan from there?
And we just had an employee here come up during the break, and his daughter lives in Boston, was listening to us this morning, and went to her dad and said, Dad, you have to go find them. So good morning to Helen, who's listening right now.
Hello, Ellen.
Helen.
Ellen.
All right,
hello.
Please.
We're in British.
Please don't do that.
We're in the British.
British accent.
Don't do it ever.
Bollocks.
Don't do it all week and don't do it ever again.
I think they like when you do it. It's like a sign.
I don't think they do.
It's like a term of...
Would you rather him do that or the Jamaican accent that he was pulling out last night?
I was pulling out Wagwan, man. Respect.
Not the only thing.
Don't say nothing, Mrs. Wiggs. I see you over there eyeing me up.
You know, Curtis, you learn a lot about people when you travel with them.
Sure,
I'll leave it at that.
Oh my goodness.
That's why we love to travel, Greg.
Well, Greg, Wiggy got the dark and stormy. Greg's feet are the white and stinky. So those are both.
All right. It's a 2 for Tuesday. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win a pair of tickets to go see the Red Sox and the Braves at Fenway on May 18th. So call now and listen all day long, every single hour, your chance to win a couple Red Sox tickets. We should get the Hill Notes, and they are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Coco, darling! Oh, it's Trevi, your bestie, love! Oh, I hear you're
in the Atlantic. Oh, Bermuda, how cute, dear. The Lowell of the Atlantic. I'm in an all-female bachelorette, excluding myself, of course. The luxurious Ritz-Carlton on Turks and Caicos. Oh, you simply must come. I'll send a Learjet for you, darling, as I need some cocoa in my life, dear. I'm so naughty.
Oh my. There she is. That's your bestie.
I love him.
That is perfect.
Yeah. She. I think that's a she.
Oh, he. Oh, is she your said all-girl bachelorette, oh, he's, excluding me.
Oh, okay. That's your male bestie.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yep. Very bougie like you.
Very bougie, yeah.
Very
so
bougie.
Good.
Yep.
You haven't been that bougie over here yet.
No,
really.
I've been, you know, I was cruise director yesterday.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, I'll the bouginess will go up.
When's the booze cruise?
Tomorrow.
It's a catamaran. Oh. I mean, it's not really like a, it's not like we're going out of, you know, the pier in Southie.
No, but there's going to be drinks on it. We're in the ocean.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Sunset two for cruise, two. Yeah. It's, you're going to love that.
I love docking.
It's not like Jim Plunkett is DJing on it. If I could make an obscure 1980s booze cruise reference, Curtis.
Over my head, but I'm sure it was good.
Yes.
Doesn't he perform at the Cape?
Huh?
Jim Plunkett, doesn't he perform at the Cape still?
Yes, used to perform all the time at the Puffer Bellies. Yes, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug was a big Puffer Bellies guy. And then he was at the Improper Bostonian for a long time. Curtis, you didn't. None of us knew Doug, our engineer, back when he was at Puffer Bellies.
Oh,
but I bet he was like happy hour out of control.
Oh yeah, he's dancing.
Out of control.
We just got a little glimpse.
Out of control. Had the jorts on and letting it rip down there. All right, go ahead. Sorry,
Wiggy. I'm with you. That's the new go-to move, sir. Can I get you a drink? Ah, yeah. Let me get that chocolate and dick. With the big old bubble.
It was a dark and lovely.
Dark and lovely.
Let's get it right.
But I do prefer the thick, dark and lovely.
Yes.
It's a difference.
Yes, we know, we know what you prefer. Yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
We understand.
So if the Celtics end up losing this series, it's not because of a Jason Tatum injury. Let us not forget, 220-point leads. Down the drain.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't skip over that when you're doing the obituary. And listen, they may surprise us all. They may win this series. So, but if they don't, you got to look at those two as missed opportunities, huge missed opportunities.
Curtis said I might swim home to him. They may surprise us. Like, hey, Greg, listen, I love this team, but I don't.
Well, Courtney thinks they're going to win it.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it.
I hope you're right, Courtney. I swear. I hope you're right.
And you've told me over and over again, you can't trust the regular season. Playoffs way different. But I just think that when their back's up against the wall and all the pressure falls on a guy like Jaylen Brown and then all the others will step up in the absence of Jason Tatum, I just see them being able to pull it off.
But the others have not necessarily been able to step up this series.
Correct. Correct.
I don't know what you're going to get from Porzingis.
Right.
Like,
P. Pritch has got to be big.
But I feel like Jaylen Brown, I agree with Courtney in this sense. Like, I think Jaylen Brown views this as a challenge where it's all on his shoulders. What was the game in the first series where Tatum missed it and Jaylen started that game? Like
Game two against the Magic.
Yeah.
He was like possessed out there. Like, I think they win tomorrow night at home and they have a lead like they've always had in game six at Madison Square Garden. I don't know what happens after that, but I don't think the series is done tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Knicks others, like Bridges and those, they can't necessarily perform the way they did last night
but
throughout the whole series.
But what they've been doing is, see, it's like the tale of two teams. The Celtics are showing up in the first half. The Knicks and the others are not. But when the most important time in the game, the second half, that's where you'll have some of these guys catch a hot streak where – the guys that you expect, and I agree with Curtis on, that you're far more talented than are not performing the way they need to perform in the third quarter and then into the fourth quarter, and that's what's killing you. I mean, you were able to do it in game three because you had a 30-point lead, but even last night, it's like everybody but Jason Tatum disappeared in the third and fourth quarter. Like, you cannot have that and expect to beat a Knicks team.
Yeah.
And expect to win this series. Now, without Jason Tatum, you got to be on point
Missoula's strategy tomorrow night is probably just go out at tip and foul everybody.
Right.
No,
his strategy, I can guarantee this, they will be hawking up the three balls like crazy.
Yeah.
I hope you're right, Courtney.
Did he yell at Tatum to get up last night? I didn't see that.
No, I think he held off on that one. That would have been a bad look.
Yeah. Thank you.
Greg, I got to agree with you. As far as the travel, there is nothing worse than traveling with women. Whenever I travel solo, when I'm not with my wife or the family, if she's listening, love you, babe. Oh, it's just glorious. And me and the boys just always talk about when you're solo, there's nothing better. And then when you see a husband and his wife, you can see the cold, dead look in his eyes of just like pain. Oh, the bags. The bags, Greg. So many bags they bring. So many.
Yeah, a lot of bags.
Yeah.
A lot of outfits.
Greg had more bags than I did yesterday.
I had one bag and a golf bag.
Yeah.
It's the purse that gets you. My wife's got like a giant purse with 5,000 things in there. I'm like, just get a backpack.
Yeah.
You can't fit everything in the backpack.
No, you can. And then it's like, but you carry it and then you're like, my arm hurts. My arm's killing me. Well, your bag weighs 70 pounds.
Some of these outfits never get worn.
Yeah.
That you buy.
Yes. But it's better to have more than less.
Yeah. How many different outfits did you pack for this week?
I don't know. Like 10?
10?
Well,
that's a lot.
Well,
there's like three events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my vibe is going to be tonight, you know?
Okay. Greg packed two reversible shirts, so he's covered for 4 days.
She don't know her vibe or her color scheme, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stay away from the black. We know that doesn't make you look good.
Yep.
I got my flips. I got a couple pairs of shorts, couple shirts.
No bathing suit.
No bathing suit. Forgot the bathing suit, but that's all right. I'll buy one.
Well, hotel guests are big winners there.
You know, got the toiletries.
That's all you need.
Little crew X in case I get the itch.
Oh,
that's draw carmoire.
No. I'm ready to rock.
Right on track. Numbnuts. Stop with the Missoula blaming. This is all on the players. We should have been up 3-0 going into last night. And the Knicks, like most underdogs, shot lights out, and they always grab one game. This has nothing to do with Missoula. It's all on the players. I said it at Bernie's Beach Bar last June. Very unpopular take, and I hope it didn't come to reality. But it's very difficult to repeat. These guys just aren't hungry enough. It is what it is. That's all I got for you today, folks. Numbnuts.
Is that his take, that it's very difficult to repeat? I didn't realize
that. I actually just wrote that down.
That is really... Yeah.
That was his guest lead last year.
Who could? Yeah. One of the biggest signs of a narcissist is they think that everybody remembers everything they do.
I would put it more on the players than I would Missoula, though. I would agree with him on that point. Like, the players, like, you're getting good shots in the second half, and you're not knocking them down. Like, you... That's on you as a player. I mean, you got a wide open shot. Like, we talked about Tatum in game one or game two. He's got a wide open corner three pointer and he misses. Like, that's really on him.
I can't blame.
I get some of the out of bounds stuff.
Missoula could. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, and the out of bounds, like the non-formulation of a play,
right,
killed you,
right,
in game. Was that game two?
One and two? They one and two. You had the game one was the one they kind of threw the longer pass to Jaylen Brown. He didn't get the shot off. And game two
was when they tried to repeat with Tatum down the middle, solo, hero ball.
And one thing Dave told me as well: football, you got to win the turnover battle. That's really important.
Maybe you can't blame anybody but the players.
Yeah.
Can't blame the officiating.
Nope.
I really have an issue.
You had more free throws last night than the Knicks, so you went to the free throw line a lot more.
You weren't hitting them.
You weren't hitting them. So
could the broadcast team, Greg, for 1 second call out the Knicks that when they're not getting a call, they quit? Like, every lead the Celtics take in this series is because Thibodeau, Karl Anthony Towns, the whole team is bitching to the refs as Tatum's going coast to coast. Like, you'd think a broadcast would note that they're fixated on the refs constantly. It's
also
enraging.
I love the NBA where they wait until the playoffs to make a traveling call.
Right.
There has not been a single travel called in the NBA.
Right.
And they call that on Derek White last night, which was ridiculous.
Right.
And you haven't had a single travel. You got guys taking 12 steps.
It's maddening. It's like even in the Oklahoma City, I think it was the Denver game, they called a lane violation. It's like, are we serious here? Like traveling and lane violations? Come on.
I really hope Tatum's okay, but I can totally see Shime pulling that in this golf tournament when he's getting smoked by Greg. Come around the fifth hole and just fall. Oh, Greg! Oh, I'm out. Injury. So he can't admit that he got his ass whooped.
Well, we're coming up on it about a week away or so, and I brought the clubs here, so I will have no excuses.
Oh yeah, you'll have a great opportunity to get some strokes
get
in.
Get some wax at the ball tomorrow at Tucker's Point. So
what a perfect Bermuda name.
Yep.
Isn't it? It's a beautiful golf course.
Gorgeous. We drove by it last night.
And beautiful Greg, you could say the Celtics are dormy.
Okay, yes, they are. Curtis, I think you're right. I think they can and will win this game probably tomorrow.
Right.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll win, but can they win? The question is, winning a game is great, but like Courtney says, do they have enough to win the series? She believes they do. That's where I'm kind of like, that's where I'm out, because can you do that for three games in a row? Can you outperform? Can you continue up to shoot? Can you play well in the second half for three nights in a row or three games in a row and win without your best player? And that's why Jaylen Brown, he's got the world on his shoulders.
Yep. That question you can talk about all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Do we have other Hill notes left, Shime?
We do, Greg. We still have a few.
All right.
Don't want you to bring a rotisserie chicken, but you can bring a 170-pound dog on the plane.
That's such a good point.
Hey, Greg, how does it feel to be in a country where you're Bermuda shorts and black socks are considered standard apparel?
Wiggy doesn't like the knee-high socks. Yeah. We had the guy who came by to say hello to his daughter.
Yes.
Full Bermuda shorts, pink in nature.
Correct.
And the full knee-high socks. It's actually a pretty good look.
I think it looks snazzy.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
Wiggy,
it looks spiffy.
They're going to take you to Tabs and get you the look.
I'm not, listen.
I want you to wear it on the show tomorrow.
I'm not an 80s basketball player with the knee-high socks.
Wear it on the show. Wear it on the show
What
tomorrow.
If the missus says you look good?
Yeah. If the missus says I got to wear the knee-high socks. I mean, I'll give him a shot. I'll give it a try. I got khaki shorts, but the knee-highs. What's the purpose of that? Is that like?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the business.
Yeah.
Business down low, casual up top?
Yeah. I bet you'd be running to get them if the air tender yesterday told you that she liked them.
Hey, you hear that?
I just finished watching a two-part documentary on the Bermuda Triangle. Apparently, all the planes disappear leaving the island. Coo-coo!
Well, he's not worried about it. No. He's having so much fun down here. He doesn't care.
I didn't really think about that. No. The Bermuda Triangle.
Ever since you met the lady giving out the cookies, you didn't care about what happened.
Yeah.
The Bermuda Triangle was a big thing for a while, but it's not really in the news anymore.
No. Like, do they stay away from that area?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just think it was like a...
It's a myth. I told my kids, don't worry about it. It's a myth. We'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. What else?
My lead today is not about Pokemon and how smart I am. I'm thinking Steven Seagal could beat a gorilla by himself.
He's really let himself go. I don't know what happened.
He's still got the great
Who am I to judge anybody, but really...
I saw you train it the other day, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
In Star Market at TD Garden downstairs.
Trainer Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was down there with his wife and
his kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful family he's got.
Yeah, really nice guy.
We're going to get back to it next
month. Yeah, that's what he said. I said, you were kind of like, what's going on? He's like, he's great.
We've been taking some time off. Got to let the muscles heal.
Yeah. That's what it is.
All right. Is that it? Oh, go ahead.
Just when you think you can't love Woogie anymore, Mrs. Wiggins comes on the show. More Mrs. Wiggins, please. Thank you.
She was the star of the show today.
She is the best.
Mrs. Wiggins.
That's what I say every night. More
she
really Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes, she is.
Okay. I say that every night.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, those are today's Hill Notes, and they were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.